This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has announced that he will remain in office. The socialist leader had considered stepping down just days after a judge agreed to open an investigation into his wife. Allegations of corruption have been brought by an organization linked to members of Spain's hard right. China says legislation signed by President Biden last week that includes military aid for Taiwan has created serious obstacles between the two nations. Beijing considers Taiwan a part of China. NPR's John Ruwitch reports Beijing is urging Washington not to implement the measures.
Most of the $95 billion aid package will go to Ukraine, which is running low on ammunition in the war with Russia. Israel will also get a sizable chunk of it, and nearly $2 billion is earmarked for Taiwan. The fate of Taiwan is at the center of U.S.-China ties. For decades, the U.S. has been a regular supplier of arms to the self-governed island, something that China's ruling Communist Party has long opposed. Beijing has said it wants to, quote, reunify with Taiwan, and has refused to renounce the possible use of force. Asked about the aid package, a Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson said China will have to take actions to safeguard its national sovereignty. John Ruwitch, NPR News, Shanghai.
A string of powerful tornadoes has left a trail of destruction across central Oklahoma. Officials say at least four people have been killed, with many homes and businesses destroyed. Anna Pope with member station KOSU reports from the city of Sulphur, about 80 miles south of Oklahoma City.
Electrical power lines and most of these buildings are destroyed. It looks as though a bulldozer came through and didn't completely finish the job on some of these buildings. Emergency management crews are working to assess the situation, and crews are cutting plywood to patch up windows of buildings that are still standing to make sure that there's no water damage.
That's Anna Pope reporting. Forecasters say the threat of severe weather will continue today across the country's midsection. Opening statements are set to begin today in a hearing that could lead to a third union election at an Amazon warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports the retail giant is accused of interfering in the last election more than 2 years ago.
Labor officials already found Amazon guilty of tainting the first election at this warehouse back in 2021. That led to a redo election 1 year later, and now Amazon is being accused of interfering in that election too. The union says Amazon illegally interrogated and surveilled workers, along with threatening to close the Bessemer warehouse if the union won.
That's Stephen Bisaha reporting. This is NPR News in Washington. Protests against the war in Gaza are expected to continue on college campuses across the nation this week. Many students are demanding universities cut ties with Israel amid the conflict. Officials say more than 275 people were arrested at Indiana University at Bloomington, Arizona State University, and Washington University in St. Louis on Saturday. That brings the total number of arrests to nearly 900 since April 18th. A new study shows that people who climb stairs each day have a significantly lower risk of dying from heart disease. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports opting for the steps can build in both aerobic and muscle-strengthening physical activity.
At a time when less than half of adults get the recommended amount of exercise, the data show that those who climb 6 to 10 flights of steps a day have a reduced risk of strokes and heart attacks and tend to live longer compared to people who don't take the stairs, says study author Dr. Sophie Paddock of the University of East Anglia.
Stair climbing is quite a practical form of physical activity that should be easily integrated into people's day-to-day routines.
Paddock and her collaborators reviewed data from about 480,000 participants. About half were women. She says the findings fit with a body of evidence pointing to the benefits of moderate-intensity aerobic exercise. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher at this hour. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.